On June 1, 1865, Senator Charles Sumner referred to the most famous speech ever given by President Abraham Lincoln. In his eulogy to the slain president, he called the Gettysburg Address a monumental act. He said Lincoln was mistaken that they would little note nor long remember what he said here. Rather, the Bostonian remarked, "The world noted at once what he said and will never cease to remember it. The battle itself was less important than the speech." There are 5 known copies of the speech in Lincoln's handwriting, each with a slightly different text and named for the people who first received them. 2 copies apparently were written before delivering the speech, one of which was probably the reading copy that Lincoln used. The remaining copies of the speech were produced months after the fact for soldier benefit events. Despite widely circulated stories to the contrary, President Lincoln did not write the speech aboard a train to Gettysburg. Lincoln carefully prepared this major speech in advance, like all of his major speeches. Ever since Lincoln wrote it in 1864, the Bliss copy of the speech has been the most reproduced, notably on the walls in the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. It is named after Colonel Alexander Bliss, stepson of historian George Bancroft. Bancroft once asked President Lincoln for a copy to use as a fundraiser for the soldiers. However, because Lincoln wrote on both sides of the paper, the speech could not be reprinted at the time, so Lincoln made another copy at Bliss's request. This is the last known copy written by Lincoln himself, and the only one that was signed and dated by him. It is on display today in the Lincoln Room of the White House. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether their nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that the nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what we did here. It is for us, the living rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they fought here and have thus, so far, so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from those honored dead, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that those dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln, November 19, 1863.